praise his name. Happy to be out tonight.
Yes.
Let's all stand if you would like. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Precious Lord Jesus. Oh, you're so wonderful to us. Lord, you're so good to us, and your blessings on us. This, Lord, just makes us so warm to know that you care for us, always watching over us. Lord, before we ever knew you, you loved us. And Lord, placed us in that special place. You're so great, so mighty. Lord, I just love to worship you and praise you. Lord, as we gather here tonight, Lord, with your presence here with us, I ask, Lord, that you would just bless everyone. Lord, just strengthen us. Look in our hearts, Lord, and you know where we're at. Everyone on his individual walk with you. Lord, just bless us, meet our needs, strengthen us, encourage us. Whatever we need, Father, we just look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we depend on you. Have your way now, Lord. Just may your will be done and everything that's said. We ask in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Turn with me if you would. I'd like to start in our big books there. Page 536. Manifesting time. Truly is, saints.
Yes.
The voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly comes, sweeping over the mountain. I long to hear his voice, I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. It's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming. Chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. The grapes are yours and mine, little foxes spoil the vine, for the vineyard blossoms forth her harvest time. Keep your eyes on so high till the day breaks and the shadows flee away. Oh, in that mountain place, a sweet smell is coming through. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, it's manifesting time, the fruit. And the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, the captive's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Amen. It's truly manifesting time, saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Page 592. Turn with me if you will. Let's talk about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. man. He pretty much describes everything in this song. Whoever wrote it. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords Supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus. Let all the world the power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star. Let's sing His praises near and far. Let's talk about Jesus. The bread of life is He. The Savior of the world, the man of Galilee, hallelujah. The prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is He, the well of living water free, amen. Let's talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace is He. The great physician to and through all history. The lily pure and white, the rose of cher and fair, the shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages. The Lamb for sinners slain, that man of Calvary. The great Emmanuel, the Word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom so divine. Oh, hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Oh, He's so wonderful, Savior. He's everything. Everything in there and more. Oh, He's wonderful. Praise His holy name. Page 620. Amen. Soon, oh, very soon, we're going to see the King. Amen, Lord. Oop, that ain't right. 628. Sorry about that. Amen. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going, amen. Sing it again. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Oh, no more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Oh, no more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there, we are going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there, we are going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to
see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Amen. Oh, what we got to look forward to, saints. Hallelujah. Getting close. Keep your eye on the goal. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come up for the offering? Praise His name. Amen. That's the blessing, if you will. Amen. Oh, I want to see Him. Amen. Do you really, saints? Amen. Sing with all your heart.
Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see,
oh, hallelujah,
Lord Jesus, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Praise His name. I may have something for Him, a request, a need. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you take the request?
Heavenly Father, we count it a great privilege to be able to bring our needs before You at this time, Lord.
Yes.
Knowing that Your prayer answers God, Lord.
Yes.
That You love Your people, Lord. And we'll serve You and trust You, Lord. You'll be our nation, Lord. And prepare us, Lord, for that great death coming, catching away, Lord.
Yes.
Thy God, it is soon to come, Lord. Help us to prepare our hearts, Lord, before You in truth and righteousness, Lord. And live before You, Lord God, obeying Your word, Lord. Not only knowing Your word, Lord, but obeying Your word,
yes,
Lord,
Jesus,
that it might live in us and through us in this hour we're living in. Pray, dear God, to meet every need tonight. Every hand was raised, every need, Lord, whether it was a spiritual need or a physical need or a material need. We know, dear God, that You're able to meet every need, just like You said You would,
yes,
Lord. We thank You, Lord, for that. The promises that You give to us. We thank You tonight already for the words that You're going to bring forth to us tonight, Lord. Open our hearts to receive Your words, Lord. May we not only receive it into our hearts and into our minds, Lord, but may Thy word live out to us, Lord, in this dark hour that we're living in. So we might be a lamp and a light, Lord, in this hour. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise His name. You may be seated. Amen. Would somebody have a special on their heart, a song? Amen. Would you have anything tonight, Karen? All right. I guess let's all stand then. Amen. Sing a little chorus. Only believe is ask our brother to come.
Yes.
Only believe. Oh,
Aren't you thankful to be out this evening?
Yes,
amen. Amen. Cold on the outside. Thank the Lord for a good warm stove. Amen. As we bow our heads, precious Lord, we do count it a great honor and a privilege to come this evening. And Lord, just to take the time to gather in around your precious word and to renew our hearts and our minds. Lord, just asking you that through these few nuggets, Lord, that you've laid upon my heart to refresh our minds too, that Lord, it would strengthen us and encourage us. Lord, continue to cause us to want to press more, Lord, and to be a people in this last few moments of time, that, Lord, you truly would be a reflection of you in this age. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon your word and just ask you to bless it to our hearts, Lord, and we'll never fail to see that you receive all of the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Thank you, Lord. Amen. While you're still standing, we'll turn over here to Hebrews, if you would. I'm going to read some very familiar scriptures this evening, and just a little thought that came on my heart a few weeks ago as Brother DeLong was bringing his message, and just thinking about some of these things, and just thought it would maybe run along with it. And just so thankful for what God is doing for us, and to see each one of us praying that each one of us has that desire to see that literal life made manifest into my mortal body, your mortal body. Amen. But here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and let's start here at the 5th verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. What a wonderful scripture, and I've been thinking about that. Enoch, before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And you know, that happened way back many years ago, so to speak, and to look back in that Old Testament, that scripture would be writ in there for our admonition, and to see the types and realizing the prophet typed Enoch as the bride and Noah, you know, going through the tribulation.
Yes.
But I wonder if each one of us, if we really stop to think about that, having that testimony that I please God. And, you know, as he's thinking about it and dwelling upon it, let's turn over here to John, back to the book of John in the 14th chapter. Just in the book of John in 14. And just read something Jesus was saying when he was speaking here. And just let it just gel together in your heart. Pray we'll see. We'll start there about the 9th verse of the 14th chapter. And Jesus speaking, he said, "Have I been so long a time with you, yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works.
Yes,
believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe the very works' sake. For verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, and the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments." Now, over the next little few verses here, watch how he repeats that. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you.
Amen.
And yet a little while the world will see me no more, but ye see me. And because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him."
Amen.
Judas said unto him, "Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. And these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you. So I want you to think about how many times Jesus was repeated, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And if you want to, I'll just go ahead and get ahead of myself just a little bit. Let's go ahead and go to John, the 8th chapter, while we got our Bibles there. And seeing Enoch have that testimony, and I was thinking of Job as well, how the Lord asked Satan if he had considered him an upright man. And all after all Job went through, his faith held strong in the Lord. And to see the testimony that he had and as a witness, and oh my, that the Lord could truly say, look at my servant Job. And to look at that, and then Jesus come here, and we realize Jesus as he went up, we could go back and read it, but we won't take the time. But in Luke 4, as he went up into the mountain and was tempted, and he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And his the testimony that went forth on that mount through his life. And then here in the 8th chapter, and I wrote this down, we'll just start here about the 28th verse. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me, and the Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. Amen. What a testimony. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. And then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. So I want you to think about all of this, that looking back and be able to see Enoch with the word that he had for his day, to walk uprightly before God and to hold forth that testimony. 500 years to be able to say, I please God. Knowing that was, he was looking at those scriptures and the words that he had and what had been revealed to him for the day that he was in, and to walk with a testimony like that. Yes, and then to see Jesus come and to fulfill what was placed here for him, and to see it manifested through him as our pastor's been going back into Christ as the mystery of God and bringing that back out, showing that how God was manifested so perfectly through that. And how that same life, those same actions, same mannerisms, same character has got to be in us. But here in the message, God's Provided Place of Worship, preached April 25th, 1965, Brother Branham said this, speaking of Enoch. He said, let's take a man here that kept all of the Word of God back in the Old Testament by the name of Enoch. And notice that he kept all of the Word of God. And by the name of Enoch, and he was so quickened by the word of God that he had a testimony that he pleased God. There wasn't one thing that God commanded Enoch to do, but what he did it. And think about the scripture, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he that it is that loved me. And how are we taking it as serious as we should? As many have kind of give up, as our pastor was even speaking Sunday, on overcoming or seeing their life changed. And seeing more of Christ and less of themselves. But sometimes they just get content to step in a rut. But Enoch, he didn't wasn't that way. He was keeping all the word, walking uprightly, looking to be able to know that he could have that testimony. It's a powerful thing to stop to think that when you lay down on your pillow tonight and you lay before God, it's just you laying there in the stillness. Can you truly in your heart say, I know that every action I had today pleased God? What a place to be. What a place to walk in. And by God's grace, he placed the equipment inside of us to bring us to that place. And oh, if we would just yield ourselves greater to him and all give him the opportunity, the place that he could lead us to. He says, I wonder how many Enochs, let's see here. He said there was one thing that God commanded Enoch to do, but what he did it. And he said, I wonder how many Enochs would be here this afternoon. That if you know it's in the Word of God, how many You bobbed-haired women could call yourself an Enochist. See and know that God condemns that. How many of you men that lets women do that could call yourself an Enoch? Oh my, that's just one thing. But how about the thousands? And we smother down and say, I belong to this and I belong to that. You may belong to that. But till you come into God's provided place, and you can't get in there unless you become part of that word. And being part of it, you become all of it, subject to all. Notice we have this here in the Bible calls the word. We have this here that the Bible calls the word of God, and which it is the word of God. And we find out that Enoch come into God's provided way, which with his word and walked 500 years and pleased him. And we find out that the mechanics was so perfect in him that when the dynamics got to working in the engine, it just took him off of this earth. He took the first airplane flight like to heaven, working on God's mechanics and dynamics together. He was not, because God took him out of the earth without death. That's exactly right. He was walking in God's provided way. And oh my, as we sit here tonight, hearing God's precious word come forth, each time we come in, seeing that higher rung, that higher place in Christ, not a place of standing still, not a place of, I've accepted a message, I heard of a prophet, but no, there's something down inside that's burning and churning. And you know, as we our pastor was mentioning Sunday, he was talking, and I was thinking, you know, the Bible says we grow as calves in the stall, and how that calf never stops being hungry. I don't care. Anytime you pour the feed out, that calf will be right there to get all he can get. The water, the milk, whatever it is, they're right there. And sometimes it's and you think about the repetition. As we come in here and we sit here and the word comes forth, and maybe we hear the same scripture, maybe we hear the same quote, how it ought to cause such a rejoicing in our heart. Think about those trees out there. Every time it rains, it's got the exact same content in the rain. It's got the same exact content every time the sun comes up. It's got the same content every time the snow is built up around the base of that tree. But every time it's adding nutrients to that tree that it needs to thrive and to reproduce itself every year, as long as God's seen forth for it to go forth. And how, as we sit here under God's precious word, and it just keeps coming and it keeps coming, and every time there's a new nutrient. It just keeps refreshing, it just keeps growing, it just keeps pushing until it's pushing out every bit of our life, taking it all out, that we would be able to stand here with that same testimony, knowing that I please God in every action. Being able to look back into the Word, the mirror of God's Word, and say, praise God, I like the reflection that I see. It's not me, but it's Him that liveth. As Paul had that testimony, think about that. Amen. To be able for Paul to stand there and say, I live, but nevertheless, it's not I, but it's Christ that liveth through me. Seeing the same thing, that it was no more him, no more his works, no more his ambitions, but it was Jesus Christ reproducing himself. Amen. Here in, this was in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And this, we read this a couple, I think we've all read it many times here recently. But just think about this again. This is paragraph 373. He says, listen now, are you, just pinch yourself a little now and watch. What was Jesus manifested for? To show God. He was God. He had to be. No man could die. No prophet could die. He was God. He was God of the prophets. He was the prophets. He was the kings. He was the history. And he that was to come, and he that was, and he that is, and he's that to be in this day, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was manifested for that purpose. And through that purpose, he achieved a church that he, the fullness of God, might bring to pass every promised word of God in these last days. When he gets the preeminence in the church, the position, his place in the church, Jesus said, he that believeth on me and the works that I do shall he also. Even more than this shall he do, for I go to my Father. See, that was his purpose. And there was the manifestation. And now today, he wants to get somebody that can so see it, that they can let the word. See, Jesus so seen it, so he was so perfectly born for the day until God expressed every move that he made, and he was God's revelation, God revealed. And I want you to think, as we had read some of in the book of Acts there recently, how God expressed through those apostles and those prophets and disciples through their time, Stephen, Paul, look what God done through them, expressing himself, proving that he could reproduce himself in human flesh. He could take control of a flesh body, and the life that would be lived forth would be a representation of himself, showing forth that it was him in the control seat. And When we see that, then we read about that and then think about the prophet that came on the scene and how God used him to bring this message and to vindicate this word, and how God proved through him that that life could be reproduced, showing forth the evidence, being the first partaker as he brought forth that word each time, and to see it take and change his life. See him following Jesus Christ and us be able to look back as an example in the way he treated people, to see the same compassion that we saw in the Bible, to see the same works of the Holy Spirit being done that we saw in the book of Acts. But God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And oh, here it's our turn. Think about it as we stand here tonight as a many-membered bride of Jesus Christ. What about our opportunities? What about the people that in this day? Brother Branham said if the time would go on, they'd write another book of Acts behind that group. And all we can look and see the mighty works that God did through the prophet to show forth and to catch the attention of that bride. But what about the lives of individuals that have caught that revelation and God has revealed himself to them, that has brought their body under subjection to that precious word, that every action, every word, every motive is reflected in God's precious word, showing forth that he can do, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he would achieve the preeminence of that church, that little elected lady in this last day. He says, you see, Jesus, so soon that he was so perfectly born for the day until God expressed every move that he made, he was God's revelation, God revealed. And now he sanctified with his spirit and blood a church that he might make every promise in this last day be revealed. See, he could go back and pick up what these other fellows had left off here in the last days by his Holy Spirit and reveal all of the mystery of the seven seals. See, he was expressing himself. That was his purpose. That's why he died. That was the second fold of the threefold manifestation. First, to express himself in Christ and then express himself through the church. And the same thing, Christ was the word and the church becomes the word when they let the word go through them. And oh my, but he wanted to get somebody that could so see it. And oh my, may we be part of that people that is truly catching the revelation that this word has got to be our all in all. It's got to be line upon line, word upon word. And it's nothing we can do in ourselves as we see the grace of God made manifest so greatly. And the mercy that's been bestowed upon us, how it's him working by the gift of the Holy Ghost and a new birth in our lives to bring this to pass. Amen. That it's nothing that you can do of yourself, but it is a gift of God. Amen. And oh, what a great joy and a praise ought to be in our hearts when we see this word come forth and it's causing that ignition in our hearts to cause it to go into motion and to see it reflected. Amen. And to be a people that's a true overcomer. Amen. Think about Job, all the circumstances he went through. Think about all the trials and the test and the hard time. What an example to think of. And then think of our brothers and sisters in Christ that had to give their very lives for this word. And all that they went through and through that time. Think of the beatings Paul and Silas took and Peter and chained and put into jail and many stripes laid on them. Look at what they've went through. But look at the age in which we're living. It's an age of deception. But God's going to have a people that he can bring through to prove to Satan that not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, he would have a bride. Amen.
Amen.
This is in the message, the identified masterpiece of God. And we'll see here. We'll start about paragraph 81. And this was preached December 5th, 64. He says, now we see reflected in him a perfect masterpiece. He was so perfect like God until he said, if I do not the works of my Father, don't believe me. And though you can't believe me, believe the works, for they testify to you who I am. And he said, if you don't believe me, he said, don't believe me. And they said, you're a man making yourself equal to God. And he said, if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. And if I don't do the works of him that sent me, then you don't have to write to believe me. And we could just leave it at there. That was just for him. But that's not where the prophet left it. He said, so ought every Christian today to have that same testimony. If in this promised word of God, if our lives don't qualify and meet exactly what the word said, then we have no right to call ourselves Christians if we're not born again. Jesus said in Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. Not they may, they ought to, they probably will, they shall do it. That's the sculptor that made us. That's the church that's hewed out, and that's the body of Christ. And we find that it reflected him perfectly. The sculptor now had the word reflected in a masterpiece again called his son, God Emmanuel. Just think that a person so yielded unto God identified himself in there in that body. And he and God became one. I and my Father are one. My Father dwelleth in me, and I do always that which pleases the Father. What if a Christian today could have a testimony like that? You would be a masterpiece right here in Yuma and on the street. If you're a washwoman out behind the wash tub, you'd still be a masterpiece to God. When you can say, I do always that which pleases God, and the whole world can see the works of Jesus Christ reflecting in you. Amen. Think about it. I pray it may sound repetitious a little bit of what we're reading, but let it grow in your heart. Amen. To the place that of truly being able to see the picture. That it's pushing ourselves out of the way. It's no more what I think. It's no more what I feel. It's no more what my desires or ambitions are. I have been sent for a purpose. You have been sent for a purpose. God sent us here to reproduce himself. And we see time drawing to a close. And by God's grace, that word is honing that bride, getting her ready for that final moments. And all she will be changed and caught away in the twinkling of an eye. But she's not going back half of a bride. She's going back the full word, bride made manifest, just as that groom was. In the message, this was in the, it is the rising of the sun. As just to catch this, let's see here. We'll start about paragraph 111. And as he being the groom, the bride has to come forth because it's part of him. And it can only be the manifestation fulfilling of all the revelations any others has spoke of the bride. It can only manifest. If it does something different from the groom, it isn't the bride, because she is flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, life of his life and power of his power. She is in him. As a man and woman are one, and the woman is taken from his side, she has taken a spirit, the feminine spirit, from him. The flesh from his side, both mechanics and dynamics, the wife, the spirit of him and the flesh of him, put it together. And made mechanics and dynamics. And he says, until the church becomes both dynamics and mechanics, the spirit of God that moved him to do the things that he did. If he hit on 16 cylinders, so will the bride. And he said in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. I'll give him a charge of my dynamics and his mechanics, that the world will not be able to withstand it. And I'll raise him up again at the last day. That's the Easter message, the dynamics and the mechanics together. But the mechanics without the dynamics, no good. And neither is the dynamics without the mechanics. You can scream, shout, and jump up and down all you want to and deny this word, it won't do any good. You're just cranking around the pistons. Got the spark there to fire, but no gasoline to fire. It'll only work as they come together, amen? So one will set still and the other one will go up, and that's the only thing there is to it. Yet they both may look alike, and both claim to be churches, both claim to be bride, but one has the mechanics and the dynamics, and it brings to pass of what he said is the truth. Amen. And oh, may we truly pray and cry out to God for the revelation of his word, and that they, with this Holy Spirit put together, that it would bring this body fully under subjection to every word, that every move and action is hitting on 16 cylinders. Declaring to this nation and to this people that Jesus Christ is alive again today. Yes, it just won't move, no matter how good the mechanics is, until the dynamics come. He says, and when that explodes, it causes a combustion, and that combustion moves every motion, every move, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the resurrection. That's the real power of God, the mechanics with the dynamics. Notice, it's the spirit that quickens, and it's the spark that fires. It's not the gas that fires, it's the spark that fires the gas. And you can do nothing without me. But with me, you can do all things. Amen. And he is the word. It's the Father living. The Father sent me, so send I you. And as the Father has fired me and pushed me into everything I do, only that which is pleasing to God now, as he sent me, so send I you with the same mechanics. And it takes the same dynamics to operate it. And these signs shall follow them that claim to have the mechanics. The dynamics will take its place. And Paul said the gospel came to us not in word only, through gasoline only, but through the spark also to make it move. There you are, it came to us in that manner. It's the same Spirit that raised him up that's quickening that true believer to eternal life. And oh my, how it ought to be quickening our hearts to see the reality of every word made manifest. Not just being a people that's content to just keep on going the way life seems to go and just flow along with the stream, but there's something down on the inside that's just churning. It's burning. Lord, what's next? What's that next step? Take me higher, Lord. Grant me more revelation. Lord, what have I read that I didn't get a revelation of? What do I need? Bring it back to my attention, Lord. Show me where I can grow. Show me the short places that need trimmed off. Show me the things I need to push aside, and let me just let you push more out. Less of me and more of you, Lord, every day. Amen. Let's see here. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. This is kind of going a little bit different direction, but I'll just read it with it. As we were speaking about Job a little bit there, and this is in How Can I Overcome? And it was paragraph 169. It said, on that Easter morning when he rose out yonder, and Job's body, no more than a spoonful of ashes, he was awaiting. Mm-hmm. He was that elected group, and he arose from the grave and entered into that city with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Job. Oh my, amen. For they looked for such a person. And I think of Paul when he said, fear not, concerning them that are asleep, for the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh my, there's a body prepared waiting on us. And oh, how it ought to stir our hearts to know. Yes. Amen. He says, because they looked for such a person. And to those who look for Christ the second time, that can overcome the things of this world by his grace, to come into him and to shut your eyes to anything else but him and his word, he will appear the second time in glory. Yes. For the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and those which are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, be caught up together to meet him in the air. Whether I'm a spoonful of ashes or whether I'm living when he comes, it matters me no difference. It doesn't matter because I've caught the vision and the veil rolled back and I see him. One that could stand and put his hand upon me, a sinful man, and upon a holy God. He is my propitiation. He is the word that I stand for. In the beginning was the word, and he's the word. He represents me, amen, and I'll scream it as long as I have breath. He is my resurrection in my life. And all other grounds are sinking sands. All other ground is sinking sand. Yes. And as he caught them who looked for that, so will we come to each New Testament saint that's overcome every denominational critic, who has overcome all the popular sins of this day, of this age that we live in now, like he did in the other church ages. Those who overcame in this church age, and those who overcame what? I am rich and I have need of nothing. Oh, I'm all of this and I'm bride, I'm this. I have need of nothing and I don't know that you're naked and blind. See that deceiving age that I said, it's not like them that had their heads cut off back yonder to get the white stone, not those who died under martyrdoms, or burnt with stakes and things like that, who won the crown. But it's this deceiving age now that think that they're everything. Well, I'm a church member. I'm a good man. I'm a good woman. I do this. I don't have to do this. But he that overcometh, he that overcomes all of those worldly things of this age, what will they do? All will sit with him in his throne and will go in the rapture when he comes. Oh my, what do I care then? And what should we care what the world says? Why should we care what anybody else says? That great Holy Spirit is among us. His pillar of fire leads us and guides us. And his word is vindicated before us. And his love is in our heart and the world is in the back. And we've passed from death unto life. And the world thinks you're crazy. But oh my, and then he sings that little song, must Jesus bear the cross alone. But oh my, may we truly be looking for that overcoming power. Daily in our lives, showing that confirmation, confirming us and conforming us to the life of Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. As the word keeps coming, and as every word is a stepping stone and it just keeps growing, oh, may we truly tune our hearts and our eyes and turn them upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim. Oh, may that be burning in our hearts, saints. Looking for that day, it ain't going to be long. Amen. We're going to lay these old bodies down. And oh, what a day it's going to be, yes, when it's going to be worth it all. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. As if our pastor comes, let's sing that little chorus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Amen.
Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for
the desire of every one of our hearts to see the things of this earth go strangely dim. Oh my, where it wouldn't have no pull to us whatsoever. We'd be truly free of it. You know, as the scriptures tells us, we're in this world, but we're not of it. And what a freedom that is when the world has no pull to you whatsoever. You know, people are getting so drawn in already with this Christmas thing and everything. It's just, I'm so thankful that God's mercy and grace understand the real Christmas. Amen. The real Christ that was born and what it means to us for him to live today in our hearts and our lives. Isn't he wonderful? That little song's been in my heart too. Sweep over my soul, sweet spirit. Let's sing that. Just may that be the love of our heart. Just singing to him, sweep over our soul. Amen. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I kneel at your feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, it's so sweet to, Lord, just sing these little sweet hymns. And they're old ones, Lord, but Father, there's just something about it when we worship you in those slow, sweet hymns, Lord. It's just something, you know, just a sweet contact with you. But Lord, we just feel your presence come in and be with us, and we feel that worship go out of our hearts and go back to you. We know that you said you bottled them up, Father, and we are so thankful for all that you do. So we appreciate the words that was brought tonight, and may each and every word, Lord, find a good place in our heart. The Father, it will continue to grow and magnify your great name. And Lord, I again just want to tell you I appreciate this little place. I appreciate these people, Lord. I appreciate the love that they have in their hearts for you. Lord, they want to make sure everything's right between you and them. And Lord, we just ask you now that you just continue to work on our hearts and our lives and show us the things that we're short on, Lord. maybe there's something we think about, or maybe some place we go, or Lord, something we're saying, just anything, Lord. We want to be those people, just like Enoch was, that we know we please you, Lord, and we know that's what will be in our hearts and our lives before we change these bodies. So we ask now that you would just go with us and keep us safe upon the highways as we travel. And Lord, again, just by your mercy and grace, bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, help us all to be just ready and our hearts open, minds clear, again to listen to the word of God. And Father, we could continue to grow as calves in the stall. Bless us now. In your glorious name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May God richly bless you now. Be careful going home.